This is CliffCentral.com.
Well, hello, hello, hello there. Of course, you know when you're hearing those lovely Tibetan singing bowls, it calms you right down and you are listening to Beyond Ears and Eyes here on Cliff Central. On controls today, Palesa Mabuye. How's it, girl?
Hello.
And then I'm Liesl Tom. I almost forgot who I am. I'm Liesl Tom. Hello, guys. Welcome. And then, as always, my bestie in studio with me, Shemaine.
Yep, I'm Shemaine Harris. Welcome to the show. As always, absolutely happy to be here. And of course, today I'm going to try and do the whole calm thing so that I am not all over the place in terms of shouting. You know how I open. I got to get So today I'm not going to do that because we're going
to
be
five.
Actually, we're five today in studio. One is not here, but she's here in spirit via Skype. So we've got two guests and it's the two of us. I think it's like the most we've ever had at one time on.
It is. It's rather daunting. But then I said to Shemaine, you know what? We are going to have. We're going to run out of time because five women and then Palesa, six women.
Estrogen loaded.
It's good. Time's going to fly. So what are we talking about?
Well, actually, you know that whole thing where we go reincarnation? What are you mad? Some people go like, Die Kuntus funny devil off, you know? So we're going to talk about past lives, but more so, I mean, closer to the end. You know, so the beginning is just like we talk about it, and closer to the end, we're going to hear about how you can actually use your past lives to heal your present. Yes! I love that.
Here we go.
I love that. And so we have two guests. One is Lorna, and Lorna is able to access past lives.
Many.
Okay, am I right, Lorna?
Yes, I can see them.
Uh-huh.
Visually.
Uh-huh.
It's the whole movie, yes.
It is a bit like a movie, but it's a bit, I get bits and pieces.
Okay.
So you get the trailer. You get the highlight reel.
That's nice.
It's exactly that. It's only the important bits.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay, so welcome, Lorna. And then we have Janine, Morningstar Cheveux.
There we go, thank you.
And Janine, of course, no stranger to the show.
She's been here.
And yes, well, so the two of them work together.
Yeah, the two of them work together. So it would be nice to figure out, you know, how their workings go. But obviously, we'll leave that for a little later because we want people to stay around to figure out how they can heal themselves. I don't know. How did the two of you? Shall I start?
Hmm.
How did the two of you start working together?
Okay, well, we've been friends for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started the one day. I always like to work on myself and clear stuff. I mean, every opportunity I get, and I know Lorna gets these whole movie slots, you know. I get like all the different senses, but I get little versions of them. She gets like the about five trailers, if we call it that, compared to me, yes.
But your versions, yes. Your versions aren't past life versions.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Also
get,
past
get,
life
get,
versions.
I do get.
Okay.
But I get like little short flash here and a short flash there. I don't get like she gets about four or five little trailers in one pastime,
uh-huh.
If that makes any difference, where I'll get like one.
Okay. When you say in one past time, what does that mean?
Yeah, because you see you see somebody in a past time, but then you kind of got to go to the end and see how they died, or go in the middle
okay.
and see what the issues
right.
are.
Right.
And she does that very well.
Okay, now I hear you now.
Okay, so you guys were friends, but yes. how do you have this conversation with your friend? Like, dude, I can see all your past lives, and let me tell you this. So how did the working together start?
Oh, we met on Reiki course, and so we were immediately on the same wavelength, but we just clicked immediately.
Yeah. Wow.
So we kept contact after that, and I wasn't particularly, I was a bit clairvoyant, and I kind of did little bits here and there, and she's the instigator, because she'd say, okay, you see that, now go back, go back, go back. And she'd push me and push me and push me and push me. And it actually got quite annoying.
She is a bit of an instigator, yeah. isn't she?
But because she pushed me, it forced me to open up all these abilities that I kind of didn't even know I had.
But you also said you didn't quite believe. You were not a believer in some of the stuff.
All of the stuff that I say, oh, that's a load of crap. Mm. Then the universe just smacks you with a wet fish and says, oh, you think that's nonsense. Okay. And then they show you something and you think, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It's correct. That is what's there.
Now, I'm guessing, Lorna, that you and Janine have been together at least once before, most likely several times. Have you guys explored those previous connections?
Yes, of course.
That's how it started. The what we're doing now is because Janine said, I'm sick and tired of this now. We've got to move. We've got to grow. And there's stuff between you and I, even though we're the most unbelievable friends in this lifetime. She recognized that there was drama from past lives. My goodness, was there.
So did you guys actually sit down and access yours together?
Yes, that's how this all started, in fact.
Yeah. I think that's amazing. But just, you know, we did say that we have another guest who's going to join us on Skype. And I think it looks like Palitza is kind of like on the roll there. We had a little bit of a hiccup in terms of trying to get her. So just if you're listening, she's coming. Her name is Rebecca. She's from Cape Town. But while we wait for Rebecca, the conversation continues. Excuse me. Okay, there you go.
All right. So you two sat down. You went back. Yes. How many lives? Does it matter? And then resolved those conflicts and dramas.
Yes, yes. She actually killed my child, my son Maurice.
in a lifetime.
Okay, there the weird is starting. Here the weird is going. We're not taking off.
So when that happens, when you found out that she killed your child.
She killed mine.
What did that bring out?
I first of all burst into tears because I can feel the energy. Because I see what she sees. When she goes, I very often, not always, but I'll be on the same page as her. But you see, because we understand how energies work and how all that works, we know that it's releasing stuff that it's not. I mean, I don't take offense that she's killed my child. I just go and release it. And then, we were releasing something else. And then I said she must go back. Because I couldn't release it. So sometimes we're stuck in that you can't release, and then I ask her to either go backwards or forwards and see what else is in the way so that we can properly release it.
Janine, but when you say you don't take offense, what I'm hearing is there's no emotional attachment. But how on earth is there no emotional attachment?
There's definitely an emotional attachment, but there's not. There's an understanding that a pastime is a pastime, and to clear, that's why they're coming up. It's to clear the energy around that so that they don't so strongly impact the current time. Mm-hmm. So yes, there's definitely an emotional impact, but there's an understanding knowing that was past and that's how we got together, and that's what needs to be cleared for us to move forward on an even keel and a smooth path, if that makes any sense.
Lorna, when you guys figured out that you did this horrible thing, I mean, we've all done extremely horrible things, but what did that bring up for you? Did it bring shame and guilt?
No, not at all, because there were some horrific ones where I did to her and she did back to me. Mm-hmm. But I think we both mature spiritually enough that we can let go and forgive and move on, and that was what we were trying to do. Sure. But it's very emotional. I mean, sometimes we roar with laughter because it's funny. And when we do Janine and myself stuff, when I block, then I know it's something that was happened very traumatically to me. And then Janine, I say, we'll come back to that, because I know if I can't get anything, there's an emotional element to it. There's a charge. So then we work on other stuff, and then I say, okay, let's go back to that one, and we go back to it. Oh, yes, and some of them are horrific.
And this is all of ours. We all have that, isn't it? Yes. I mean, we would like to think, like you always say, Liesl, we were Queen Sheba or somebody amazingly.
That's my bugbear with past lives. If all women that I have met who
go into past life regressions, were Marie Antoinette. I mean,
exactly.
Honestly,
no, it's absolutely rubbish.
But wait, here I want to ask you, because I'm thinking we all are each other, mm-hmm. and we have a collective memory, and we all have access to one another's memories. And I think depending on how big that life was lived. Why are you looking at
me? That's very interesting. I've never thought of it.
So this is what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking, not necessarily that there's a what's his name to it. It might be that it's rubbish, but I'm thinking sometimes you go and you go like, I walk through those moments with that person, or, you know, so there are bits that we go like, because I think in our DNA structure, we carry every memory, exactly. you know, yes, of absolutely. Every being. Absolutely. And we get kind of like cross paths every now and again. And we go like, oh, that was Liesl's life. That wasn't mine, but I was so close to Liesl that it feels like it's mine. So I'm just, you know.
You're quite right. And the interesting thing is that although we're working on other people that are just, you know, we think they're random people that come into Janine for healing. When we release their stuff, it does the most amazing stuff for us as well.
Really?
Because of that universal thing that we're all connected, if we can clear their stuff, it's clearing ours.
But isn't that the way that healing, energetic healing works? Is the more you give,
yes, of course,
the more you get.
Yes,
I mean, that's just course. Amazing.
So I'm sorry to disturb the conversation because we're having fun, but we found Rebecca. We lost her again, and then we found Rebecca. So we're going to keep her online so that we can just go like, yeah, you hear during the conversation. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you probably have lost a little bit of some of the conversation that we went through. But these two women are no strangers to you. So we just are kind of talking about past lives and all and all and all. Meet my friend Liesl.
Hey, Rebecca, how you doing?
Fine, thanks yourself.
Lovely, thank you. And Rebecca, if you have questions that you didn't get around to asking of Lorna and Janine, please feel free to jump in, okay? You are part of this conversation, and we are so thrilled that you are joining us.
I must tell you, honestly, with Janine, I'm so get used to her. When she tells me turn 45, I don't ask even why or when. I just turn and know it will work.
Mm-hmm. So, but how did you get in touch with them? Or what was your need that drove you towards them? We'll talk to you during the course of the hour, but just so we can ease you in at least.
Yes, yes. I had a major conflict with friends of mine, which I really thought were friends, and then I rudely realized that they didn't have my best interest at heart. And I was referred to, ironically, by one of them to Janine, without them knowing that I realized that they haven't got my best interest at heart. And this was since about 2014.
So Janine, people who did not want her to benefit, referred her to you. Exactly. And still she benefited.
Sure. Hugely, oh. Yeah. Yeah, she's grown amazingly well, Rebecca. You truly have. A lot of people just do like huge hops and skips, you know, and she's one of them, absolutely.
Lorna, when you and Janine started, you didn't, Jermaine said, you didn't believe in this past life nonsense.
No, you know, I thought, what a load of rubbish is it? And I'd read, you know, I'd read all the stuff about it, and I thought, it doesn't make any sense. And there were all sorts of things I didn't believe in, star people and other planets and solar systems where there's life and whatnot.
Are you just starting to show off now because you're going with star people? I mean, I thought we'd be like on one thing, you're going on another trajectory. Please stop it.
But it's just a problem because these people come, like Rebecca, and the first healing that Janine and I worked together, it was all earthly stuff. And so it was all horrific past lives. But this planet. And then the next session, I think it was, we started going to different planets. and different solar systems.
Oh,
and so I just...
That's you and Janine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just...
Did you have good brooms? I mean, was it like turbocharged brooms?
She's got the right hair for it. So. Yeah, so you go there whether you like it or not. And what I see, I say, and Janine always says to me, what you see, say it. And she said, I'll tell you if it's crap.
How do you go there, though? So, but I mean, all jokes aside, how do you go there? Is it mental? Is it lucid dreaming? Is it super conscious stuff? Is it astral projection?
No, what is it? It's actually none of those. It's learning to switch off your left brain. And I've spent years doing that.
And the left brain is the busy intellectual.
The logic one.
So it's learning to switch off the left brain and recognizing when the stuff comes in. It's like, I don't know if other people will say the same, but it's like a whisper. Yes. It's mm-hmm. the slightest thing, and it's almost like it comes from behind me. Then I know that's the real thing. If it's my conscious thought, it's like in my face. It's loud and overbearing. Then I know that's my own stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's to learn to latch onto that very subtle thing that comes mm-hmm. into your mind, latch onto it, and then go with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely lucid. I'm in a normal state.
Okay, so when you guys do this, how do you approach these lives? Do you go like it's a process, or can it just present itself? Say, I'm sitting in front of you. I'm not saying use me or Liesl as guinea pigs.
Please not.
Like,
we don't want our listeners to know all our deepest, darkest secrets.
Actually, I'm over that shame. I can be exposed because I know I'm a killer. last night I was like, I had a problem with a lot of ants, and I'm going, I have to. I'm so bleeding sorry. And I took the doom because I was like, this isn't, you know, and I was like, shh. And I was like, you're a killer, all right. It might not be a human, but it was something like that. Yeah. So anyway, nonsense aside, so I know I've done lots of things and in past lives. So I just want to find out how does this, because you can see and I'm going, but if I can't see, how can I judge that's right?
Oh, no, you actually can't. But the interesting thing is that a pattern starts to form, that we go through several lifetimes, and I'm now getting much better at it. By the second life, I already know what that person's issues are, because you come back time and time and time and time and time and time again with the same issues.
I just wanted to interrupt with one or two things. So firstly, we've had, for me, I find people who are very connected will immediately see the stuff. The one day, the one client that we got, Lorna was sitting there and she picked up a past life, then she just had this big eye on the side all the time, and this eye, a cyclops, that kept like in her face.
And I said, wouldn't bring go it away. Through. And I said, I'm sorry, but this thing keeps, it's there. I don't know what it is.
And so the clients that are more connected, you get some that are really not connected, and they generally won't pick it up as easily. But
do they come to you in that case if they're not connected?
Some do. And this guy said, no, you're right, because I said, then follow it, and we went through it, we did. And afterwards we asked him, and he apparently had something that hit his eye. His eye was blind. He needed eye surgery. So with him, it was so incredible, because everything that we picked up, he on a physical level had it in this time. And my belief is, purely from experience, is that scars and things like that from past lives will come back to the same place in this time. Mm-hmm. It might be a different, this might be from a rugby injury or whatever, but going back in past lives, it's the same injury, the same scar comes in the same place in the current time.
Mm-hmm.
So, my experience.
So Lorna sees the past lives. Yes. Now, I just have to ask you, Lorna, when someone comes to you, I mean, like me, do you see all 10 million past reincarnations of mine? Or
no. You know, with all this spiritual stuff, you have to set an intention.
Mm-hmm.
So the intention with Janine is that they've come, and the intention is to disconnect them from the negative energy from those past lives. So they come up. What's the most important comes up. Time on
earth. Okay, and it's not necessarily chronological.
No, not at all. It jumps all over the show.
Okay.
Also to interrupt. Sorry, Lorna. Also, if we've got sort of, we're doing past lives and she picks up one or two that are the same, I say, okay, now go back to the original place where the soul experienced that emotional unbalance.
No, she doesn't say that. She sighs and she goes, okay, no, don't, not that one. Go back further.
Okay, so you're the seer.
Yes.
And she's the shanter around a person that takes the broom and sweeps out the junk.
She's a slave driver because she keeps it and she says, no, we've done that. Go back. And I say, and she's like, come on, go back. And she kind of pushes me all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Because she can do it. I know she can. That's why that's why we're doing this.
So we've got Rebecca back online. We had another problem. So did we get her on online now? So okay. Let's hear what this sounds like, because I think Rebecca can talk about this experience, yes, because she's been there and she's seen the two of you working together. Rebecca, you're back.
I'm back, thank you.
Oh yes, that line sounds so much
It does. Rebecca, when you first that this past life regression, from the way it sounds to me, and please tell me where I'm wrong, you didn't do a regression as such. Mm-hmm. Lorna saw your past lives and Janine cleaned up, released all the negative energy. Am I right?
Yes.
So how did you experience this? Did you think they were crazy?
I know they are crazy.
That's for sure.
The best for me is based on my experience with Janine. In the past, I'm used to the results coming through. So I don't question the methods that's been applied to get to the results, because I know there will be results. And within 48 hours after each session, I could see energy shifts and movements on my side.
You have to give permission for them to clear stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
What would you say when you go, what's your intention when you go for a session?
My intention at this stage, doesn't matter what it takes, I want to be healthy. I want to get rid of all my past life stuff that's keeping me back to progressing life, so that I can experience life in full, like Source intended us to have life.
So you've done this several times. How many times, just before I get my next question, how many times have you done this?
With Lorna and Janine together, it's about three sessions now.
Okay, so you know where there's a shift, there's not just calm, there's chaos as well. What kind of chaos did you go through? What kind of chaos did you go through before that shift? Because we all want that lovely, lovely, but obviously.
Yeah, I think we must rephrase the chaos to a tsunami that's coming. I think before you start your past life with Lorna and Janine together, you must make sure for yourself that you are very serious about it and that you are committed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I had a session on Friday with him, and on Monday, all hell broke loose in my office. My internet didn't want to work like today. Clients had problems. A bird flew into one of my windows. My dog was upset. The phone couldn't stop ringing. So it was chaos all over. I forgot to buy groceries over the weekend. I couldn't even have breakfast. So then all that I do then is sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and say that I know I'm safe.
What about the emotional breakdowns, though? What about the emotional breakdowns, though, Rebecca? Because these are all things that you can cope with. But you go to them for emotional healing. So I scheme,
she phones me.
Or do you not want to talk about it?
No, but all good. I had to teach myself that it's okay to cry and to get angry. So I release those emotions immediately. As soon as they come up, I release them. Whether I go into a frantic fit of or a frantic fit of anger, I release those emotions, and then I relax so that I can recover, recover and recoup myself. But I release.
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep those emotions inside of me any longer. I release them.
Well, Rebecca, the first time you did this, you might have, you know, not have known what to expect. But you came back for a second time and a third time, knowing that you are going to experience turmoil. Was the change worth all this hectic turmoil?
Oh, yes. The peace that I've got inside of me now, that is reflecting outwards, that other people can see that. I won't exchange it for anything in this lifetime. It's really, and it's giving me much more focus. I'm much more relaxed. I'm much more in control. I know that I can create my own life. I will go through it time and time and time again just to get to the results that I've got currently.
You know, Germaine asked earlier of Rebecca, and I want to ask the two of you in studio as well. When Rebecca gave consent for you to clear out things, and she also said, you know, Janine, with you, she doesn't care what you do, she knows she's going to get the results she wants. But isn't that giving up your personal power? Isn't that giving the responsibility of your soul growth to someone else?
No, because what I do is I empower. A lot of healers will trying to keep getting clients back and back and back and back. Luckily for me, Rebecca does come back very, very often. That's not the point.
Very often. But, she's like two or three times. You go like very often. Woman, please.
But generally, for me, I see clients three times and they're well on the way to change because I love to empower people. I don't want people to come back to me every week for 10 years. That's crazy. Then I don't know what I'm doing. Truly, that's my belief around that situation. You know, and I've had healers say to me, no, but get them back because it's an income. I don't work that way. I give you the tools that you need and whatever it is that you need to make your path forward, you know, and to start standing in your power. That is my biggest dream, is to get people to stand in their power, you know.
I love how you're going, you know, it's an income and that's not how you work, you know.
No, it's not.
Because that gives it a sense of ethics or ethic. Because, I mean, you know, we are trying to do something that's alternative where you go, I don't have the financial means. And I honestly believe that the universe is structuring our space now that we do not need excessive amounts of money to get help. Sure. We have it within ourselves to be able to give to one another.
Sure.
And all that doesn't have to come at a high price. So I applaud you for doing it in that way where you go, I want people to empower themselves, you know, because I mean it's so debilitating when you feel you have to go back to somebody, and it's it becomes a distraction to yourself.
I'm halfway through my process, but I've run out of money, and now what? Now I'm stuck.
No, my regular thing that I say to people is, you come and see me when you need to. Generally, after three sessions, they're very, very well on their way, that they can actually cope and do most kinds of whatever they need to do. But I've never ever worked around money, because I know that the month that I sit in a bit of financial crap, I know that's my own shit.
So then
I clear that.
That's also what I want to know. You know, because like people who work spiritual work, who do spiritual work, that I want to cross my legs.
Cross them.
So people who do spiritual work, often you go like, why are you broke?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Or why is your life such a mess?
Yes.
Yeah.
99% of their lives are a mess because they keep believing that you need to be poor and struggling to be a healer. That is not the case. That is absolutely not the case.
However, we can't take away the fact that sometimes you have to go through.
There are lessons there.
There are lessons there. So we're not knocking it. We're not saying 100%. It's right or wrong.
No, 100%.
Not having, because those moments are key. I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I do very, very well, and then suddenly, whoops! I'll have 2-3 months where it's like. Rent, and I go, oh, well, okay, what I need to clear, and then I clear that, and we go again, and a year down the line again, a bit of a knock, okay, what do we need to clear? Phone Lorna, what can you see? Let's clear it.
who should come for this kind of healing method that you guys do, or
could be anyone.
It could be anyone. For me, it's people who really want to shift. And a lot of what happens when we're doing this, because we're going back to the original source, we're doing a lot of planetary clearing as well at the same time. So,
goodness, Rebecca, you can jump in anytime. Okay, we forget that you're here because we don't see you, but make yourself known.
No,
okay, so just with planetary.
That's all good. Thank you.
And Rebecca is like our star because. Because she's psychic as well, she's fantastic. And the first time Janine and I worked together on it was all her personal stuff with why do these people in her life pick on her? And I think just the fact that she could understand from she's had many lives with these people where they've done the most horrific things to her and that already empowered her. Then I'm blown if the next session, it was kind of like, no, we're not doing this personal stuff. It was global.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were like, wow.
Sorry, Lorna. Yes, Rebecca.
Lorna, can I interrupt
you?
Yes,
go for it.
Yes.
What was amazing to me after this first session with Lorna, also with me and Janine, is for the first time I fully understood why I don't like wearing boots. Why I don't like my feet to be tucked in. I get very anxious about stuff like that. And then it was all because of what has been done to me by these friends. They have heckled me. And now I understand. And it's a simple thing. For the life of me, I mean, everyone loves boots in the winter. Why don't I like boots to wear in the winter? And it's stuff like that keeps on coming through.
So what happened to your feet?
Shackled.
Oh, shackled.
Shackled. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Sometimes the line drops.
I was
out
shackled, and I mean, it was so many lifetimes ago, and I still got that energy memory. And once that is cleared, I've bought myself my first pair of boots.
I was just going to ask: are you now able to wear boots?
Yes. Yeah.
So you ladies, not just. Uh-huh. Clear all these hectic energy mumbo jumbos, but you also do fashion realignments. I'm sorry.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry.
100%. Yes,
I wanted to ask, you know, when we started the conversation, you guys spoke about different lives on different planets.
Yeah.
How far does this incarnation thing go? And then, while you're answering it, can you please just give me a yay or a nay on transmutation?
Yes.
So you have to explain the transmutation also, because, you know, we're all listening.
Sure. The stuff goes back to beginning of time is the furthest back I've personally gone. Lorna, we go to other planets, we go
all over the show.
All over the place.
And some people it's a bit of a problem because they come with the you can see they follow a particular religion and now you're really treading on toes. And sometimes Janine's going, go back. And I think, no, because now I'm crossing a boundary with them. They're not going to like this. But it goes way back.
So a boundary in this lifetime or a boundary within the lifetime that
this
you're
one.
Accessing?
This. No, this
Because, you know, you could also have been a big, I'm just saying Christian because that's part of my reality, big Christian in a previous lifetime. And you're like suddenly in that lifetime and you go like, oh, hell no. Fire and brimstone to you too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, okay.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, all good. Transmutation, meaning animal to human, that, yeah? Yes, I have come across that. I didn't believe that was possible till probably about 12, 15 years ago when I did a past life regression with a lady and
her horse was actually her lover in a past time and her current. So that kind of
how lucky is that? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say anything right there.
I'm with you, Lisa. Well, I'm with you.
But
I ain't going there.
Does it work? Is it unidirectional or multi? I mean, in some religions, yes. You progress as you better yourself. You transmutate from a plant to an ant and then you get to a human and then you go to a cow or whatever. Okay. Is there progression or is it okay. Omnidirectional?
I think it's omni. I've experienced somebody being a plant as well, but never an ant or anything like
what
that.
What did they say? Nothing.
They were just sitting beaming, picking up all the energies. So that's through my experience. Prior to that, I wouldn't have believed it. I've never kind of gone, okay, I've been an ant somewhere along the line. I know that's a Buddhist belief. I respect them for their beliefs. I personally don't feel that many of us have been ants then before. But yes, animals for sure.
So,
and plants.
and beings from outer space.
Oh, yes.
So
99.99% of us are on that page.
Uh-huh. Did you say 99.99% are...
If you want call to put it like that.
Well, if we frame the term as an extraterrestrial, some being that is not of planet Earth.
Yes. But not a boogeyman who lands in a spaceship and does horrible experiments to you. These are non-physical incarnations, beings. And some of them are beautiful. They're lovely.
Rebecca, have you had one that you can tell us about? Well, you could go anywhere, really, because you've had a few lifetimes seem to. So you can go the plant route, or you can go the extraterrestrial route, or you can go several.
Yes, no, certainly. I also always had the feeling or the emotional belief that I am not good enough. And that was a hard belief. But with my mind, I know that I am good enough. But my heart couldn't. So the path between my heart and my head was too long. I couldn't get that in line. And then with one of the sessions with Lorna, on one of the planets, she saw that it was like in a lab, and they sliced me in two.
Your.
Excuse me, say that again.
A laboratory.
I was energetically...
You're alive, you're not a cadaver or something.
No.
Okay. Energetically, sorry, Janine, do you want to come in?
No, you go for it, Rebecca.
Energetically, I was half. And that is where my belief came from, that I am not good enough, because since my creation, I am being half. And I can't understand. I feel that I always had to work double that hard to get to result. Because I believe and I feel, I used to feel that I was half. Half a person,
half a soul,
have to work double that hard to get the result. And that was also energetically clear. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing. When Lorna told me, okay, she can see that how they struck me, afterwards, I felt that energetically. I could feel it. It was like a sharp knife, shoop, going right through me.
Sure.
And wow. And they cleared that for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you with violence against your body? No, like serious, you know, because I mean, if
how is my what?
How are you with violence against your body? Physical pain. How do you deal with physical pain? If I can put it that way.
What I used to do is I overdo things. I either overwork. Go too much to the gym, eat too much chocolate, eat too much food.
Obsessive compulsive thing.
Compulsive thing. All of that has calmed down. I'm much more balanced. I now put aside time for exercise and I eat more properly. Awesome. I'm more healthy. And I didn't have to go on a diet or force myself to go to the gym. It was a natural outflow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but for Lorna and Janine, I'm truly interested in that. I mean, she didn't particularly give an answer because I'm going. That's
all good.
Because some people go like, I can take physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
And others go, I can take emotional pain. Sure. But very often you can either do one and not the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering how much of that has to do with what we experienced in a past life.
For me, when I do the shamanic healing, what I've through again experience, there's about between 5 to 15% that changes purely because I disconnect and clear the past lives that relate to that. But that's just in one session. What Lorna and myself do is totally different. We go and find the past life, go back to the original, and then we clear that. But when I just do the shamanic healings, yes, then I'm clearing the connecting cords, and that shifts about between 5 and 15% for the client, whatever the emotional stuff is, because generally you'll come into this lifetime with a theme of say 10 or 15 emotions that are like out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, by the time you cross, you'll maybe have still 5 that'll be cleared quite a lot, but not totally.
Mm-hmm.
But so the top sort of 5 emotions, those you'll find a drop in them about 15% in the emotional charge that they have.
I'm not talking emotional.
Okay.
Talking physical violence against my body.
Okay. Yes.
You know, so that is also part of it, because you can slap me, and I swear to God, I will retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
You can emotionally abuse me, and I can take it. I'll go and go and go. And you know, like some people go like, you, that's the workhorse. I'm just saying that person can carry a lot.
Yes.
But the minute you start touching physically. My body physically,
yes.
Something happens. You know, so I don't know if I've been flogged to death.
You know, from the sounds of it, it's very possible. You know, if we take that argument that we've all been everyone and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The one thing that struck me from Rebecca's answer, though, was that I didn't feel good enough.
Yes.
Isn't that the human condition? Isn't that something that we all suffer from?
Absolutely, yes.
And I mean, with Rebecca, you found out it was this specific thing and you cleared that.
Sure.
But what about the rest of us? I mean, they are on the way to 8 billion people on this planet. You cannot clear all of them. You know, how do we deal with our, I'm not good enough?
Sure. So with Rebecca, when we did her stuff, we went and did it global. So every person that we see, we try and hit the global as well at this point so that we are clearing globally. You know,
you have to explain that a little more.
So because we go back to the original, and we'll go to sometimes original planets or original wherever, we go and clear it from there. So in reality, we're clearing the universal, that one energy. But, okay, we might need 100 people to do that. But at this point, we've cleared maybe like 1% or 0.5% of not feeling good enough planetary-wise because of Rebecca.
Lorna, how much do we still have to learn? Because there must be a reason why you are able to access past lives. So how much are we still supposed to learn? How much can we still learn from past lives?
It's as far as you want to go, because there are thousands of them. But in a session, only the relevant ones, like peeling an onion, that cliche kind of thing. Only the main ones come up.
You say thousands of them. What about new souls? Oh, because you have this, I'm an old soul and I'm a young soul.
Such an old soul. But before you answer that, can I just add to Shemaine's question? Mm-hmm. Are we, these, I mean, we're on the way to 8 billion people. Are these all new souls, or are they splinters from the one original source?
Yeah.
every soul splits into 12 to experience more lifetimes in one. Okay, so that's number one.
See, now when you told me that, I just needed to take a minute. People, just take a minute. Say that again.
So soul split into 12 fragments. At one time to live 12 different lifetimes.
So there are 12 of you
there
right
now. There are 11
now.
others of me.
Yes, 11 others of you. Yes.
And are they having to deal with the same nonsense or are they
probably,
dealing with different kinds of nonsense?
Probably it'll be the ones that you're dealing with. It might be, so where you've got like those five, they might have three of those and two of others.
How tired are you?
No, I'm not. Wait. Let's follow this rabbit hole. So if this one soul that split into 12 mm-hmm. has to learn how to forgive,
yes,
and I am one of those 12 mm-hmm. and I happen to have learned that lesson, mm-hmm. would that then automatically give all 12 of those the experience of the lesson?
My belief is partially yes. So, but then your next one would come up for that one to clear, and their next one would come up, or they would still need to work a little bit more on that because it's not totally cleared. And then, yeah.
Is this what people call parallel lives?
Yes.
So, but 12 at the same time.
Yeah, but you see, it's not necessarily on this planet. They could be on other planets as well, things like that as well.
And then I think the thing that... I think the thing
Janine, I'm laughing.
It's a bit much to wrap your head around.
Sorry,
but
I generally don't go
great.
There because
no,
it really
confuses
people.
No, it's new
people.
Information.
But I do think the one thing that we need to just, you know, then... just remind ourselves mm-hmm. of is that time is not real. So
exactly.
You can have
yes,
a million
exactly.
lives
sure. all
in
the same.
In the same moment.
Exactly.
So is it then okay to say that we are all living one experience in different fragments? Different. So I'm living your experience, you're living mine experience, I'm living Lorna's, sure. I'm living Rebecca's, I'm living Liesl's, but... differently.
Sure. So, because she will take that part and learn that, and you will take the other part and learn that. Yes?
No. I also then
not quite.
If we take this argument, yes, we are all experiencing the same experience, but because we come in from different angles yes. by mm-hmm. choosing our parents, mm-hmm. our mm-hmm. Sun sign, exactly. numerology, all those stuff, our experiences differ, but it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Matrix, huh?
No, it is. It is.
Sure. One thing I do want to interrupt with, I don't believe they are new and old souls. I believe that what we as humans call new souls on this planet have just been here very little. They've been everywhere else. So I don't think there's new and old.
So the
ones that are old on this planet have been to the planet many, many times.
And they know nothing about...
Well, no, they do, because they've been there
very
times
little.
As well before.
So then can I ask you something? Yes. What about people or beings who have never incarnated on Earth? Because now suddenly there are people coming out or beings coming out that I hear of mm-hmm. called the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the
yes.
Have they never been?
No, so no, they have. No,
have they never had Earth lives?
No, some of them have? Definitely have. Some of them definitely.
And then they decide we'll go back.
Go back, yes. Yeah.
And I sound really nuts.
You know what you mean? All our conversations sound nuts. So I don't know why you're judging yourself today.
We need to go. We need to go, people. But I don't want this conversation to end. But we seriously need to go.
Well,
soon.
We have two or three questions.
Walked in
we
here
have,
with
no,
her red boots
no,
already.
Lisa, just hang on. Now, if we talk about these different. Levels or places, mm-hmm. does the soul retain the shape of its home planet?
For me, a soul is just an energy, so it doesn't have any specific shape. So the soul will incarnate if it's got on Earth, it's obviously a physical body. If it's on another planet, it'll take the shape of that planet. So wherever it goes, it'll take the shape of that. Because soul is just an energy.
So okay. we've got to really wrap up now, but sure, Rebecca, remember we've got Rebecca on the other side. Is there anything that you still want to add? You've got like seconds. Is there anything that you want to add before we go?
Yes, the
the change in my life that I can see on practical level is major, and I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. I release every day all my shit, all my emotions that's negative, that's not got a good impact in my life, and I'm being grateful.
Awesome.
Rebecca, thank you for that. Lorna, Janine, wow. As I said, you know, six women, time is going to fly, so we are out of time. Thanks, you guys. From me, Liesl, Tom, have a good day.
Thank you, Liesl. Thanks, Charmaine. Sorry to interrupt.
Yes, Janine Palisa. Thank you, Janine. Thank you so much,
this
Lorna.
This is for sure, man. Thanks
you so
to
much.
Your 12 other souls as well. No.
You're doing other radio stations on other planets.
From Ishi Main Harris, have a wonderful time with yourself. Yes, I said that. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.